The theme for our service today is attend to what God reveals. We as a church believe that God revealed to us during the past years a way to travel into God's future. And once again, we've come to thank God for God's faithfulness and to beg, as we go into the future, that God would go with us and that we will attend to what God reveals to us. First scripture reading, Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Meanwhile, the 11 disciples were on their way to Galilee, headed for the mountain Jesus had set for their reunion. And the moment they saw him, they worshipped him. Some, though, hold back, not sure about worship, about risking themselves totally. Jesus, undeterred, went right ahead and gave his charge. God authorized and commanded me to commission you. Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then instruct them in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this, day after day after day, right up to the end of the age. Jesus is saying, do not be afraid. I am going with you. Our second reading is from Matthew 6, verses 27 through 34. Has anyone, by fussing in front of the mirror, ever gotten taller by so much as an inch? All this time and money wasted on fashion? Do you think it makes that much difference? Instead of looking at the fashions, walk out into the fields and look at the wild flowers. They never primp or shop, but have you ever seen color and design quite like it? The 10 best-dressed men and women in the country look shabby alongside them. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wild flowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think He'll attend to you, take pride in you, do His best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way He works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how He works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. And then finally, a single verse from the book Proverbs. Proverbs 29, verse 18. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what He reveals, they are most blessed. Our theme again. But when people attend to what God reveals, they are most blessed. Here ends our scripture readings for today. Speak to us, Spirit of God, through your word this very day. Today, we have reached a milestone in the history of our church. Previous generations left us a precious heritage, a proud history of moving into God's future for us. There was a time during the year 2004 when we saw the writing on the wall, fearing for the very future of our church, seeking to survive through troubling times. Some of you will remember those days. We turned to God for guidance, inspiration, and sought clarity about the future. We actually said it in these words. We earnestly ask, where are you heading, God? Make it clear to us, because we want to be faithful. We want to follow. And let me testify on all our behalf that God has been answering our prayers all along. Those days we created a long-range planning team and found a name for it. We called it Quo Vadis and set them at work as an ad hoc committee of our governing board. And then came 2006, when we outlined our hopes and dreams by deciding on endorsing 4 Quo Vadis initiatives. You'll hear more about that in the congregational meeting, but in a nutshell, to recruit and train effective leaders, to upgrade and better equip our buildings and grounds, to seek the necessary funds, and to move out into our community, striving to be a true spiritual haven here on our beautiful Space Coast. Now the day has come. Today is groundbreaking day. We are ready for the architects and builders to take over for a while. Why? Why can we do that? Because our people heard the call, believed what God could do if we only follow. So today we pause to honor God in thanksgiving and to rededicate ourselves to continue our Quo Vadis journey, which has just begun. And we are already, in a few short years, witnesses to God's great deeds in our midst. Now, our final scripture that we read this morning comes as a fresh reminder. If anyone came for credit and praise, you're badly mistaken. Quo Vadis is not our achievement. Quo Vadis is God's doing in our midst. Just listen again to Proverbs 29:18. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. And we were stumbling years ago. But when they attend to what God reveals, they are most blessed. We have assurances in the Bible that true faith can see the invisible, believe the incredible, and then also receive the impossible. There was a great preacher, Charles Spurgeon, who lived about 150 years ago, and something he said stuck with me through the years. He said, "A little faith will bring your soul to glory, but a great faith will bring glory to your soul." And oh, that has been our experience. Once when you've given your life in the hands of God, we sensed the glory of being in God's presence, of standing up from our knees in the sure knowledge that God has shown us the way and that we know where to go. I want to share with you the story of an elderly African preacher who summoned his flock to a huge open-air prayer meeting for rain. And I know there are some people in church this morning that will remember, because they shared those days back in Southern Africa when there was a huge drought. Then we used to come together, not on Sundays, but we took a day off during the week when all the businesses would close, and then people would come from all over to pray for rain. Good days. And this specific African preacher summoned his flock to a huge open-air prayer meeting for rain. And obviously they all came. But somehow they couldn't satisfy their pastor. He was obviously still not pleased. And finally, he sternly looked at the people and said, "Brothers and sisters, where is your faith? You all know why we are here, don't you? Now I have a question for you. Where are your umbrellas?" You know, faith without umbrellas is a different way of saying prayer, and we did pray without expectation. If we prayed without expectation, nothing would happen. Nothing. No, I don't expect that my prayer will make it rain, but I do believe that my earnest prayer and sincere faith will connect my being and soul with God's will and ways, whatever it may be, whether it rains or not. And since our first Gewahres call, we have seen more and more people from amongst us, devoted, inspired, stepping forward, doing something special, claiming co-ownership of their beloved church. People who sat quietly in these pews for years are now donning Gewahres t-shirts and devote precious time doing their part to claim the promises of God and to be part of something great happening in our midst. You know, our stunning, scary, but also exciting conclusion is that God indeed provided us with a clear and unmistakable roadmap into a greater future than we could ever dream or imagine for ourselves. So many of us grew up with the beautiful hymn, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. Standing, I am standing on the promises of God. Sadly, many of us must acknowledge that we have almost forgotten the age-old directions of the Master? Because rather than standing on the promises of God, we realize that we have been sitting on the premises of our church. Talk, even expressed faith, seeking rain without an umbrella, can be amazingly cheap when we allow lip service and only lip service to pass for the real thing. A childhood memory of mine is, while I was still in high school, a little church that was up the road, not far from our house. And the people from the church frowned a little bit, from our church frowned a little bit on that little church, because, boy, they could get noisy. And I sort of loved it. So high schooler, a little bit of excitement. And so now and then, usually without telling my parents, I would slip away because they also had services during the week. And then I would join in with the noise. It was a lot of fun. Lively, rowdy bunch. Now, today in retrospect, I can understand the concern that grew in my parents. They saw my obvious enjoyment of a different style of worship than they were used to. And I know for sure that it was a source of concern for my dear mother. Never will I forget the one day when she finally spoke up. I even remember her words. She said to me, "Freddie, just remember that it does not matter how high you jump or how loud you shout. It's what you do when you come down that really matters." I salute my mother. She knew what she was talking about. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus tells us to embrace our mission, to get our priorities straight. And the advice that Jesus gave is, steep your entire life in God reality, God initiative, and God provisions. And then comes the assurance, do not worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Let me tell you, comes from the bottom of my heart, being busy in church is not the same thing as being godly. If being busy alone created godliness, then bees and ants would be closer to God than human beings. We can be a very busy church. We can even be a growing church and still be ineffective in the work of the kingdom of God. We must realize who we are. Have you noticed through the years how often I took the risk, how often I dared to address you from this pulpit as God's people, people of God? That's the deepest hope that a church leader can possibly express. Sharing in the faith, knowing that we have formed a unity built on a sure faith in God. Not a God somewhere out there that we cannot describe, but a God who moves into our lives and changes us from the inside out. Oh, people of God, only as people of God, we will cross the finish line that God intended for Cocoa Beach Community Church and for each and every one of us. Gewades challenges us to recapture a sense of who we really are. The work of Christ is not the work of a committee. It is the work of us all, every believer in this place. Do you know that there was not a single ordained, trained clergy person among those who launched that first community of believers long ago, 2,000 years ago, into becoming the most powerful spiritual force of all time? In those days, farmers, fishers, homemakers, tax collectors, ordinary people fueled the birth and the growth of the first Christian church. And they have influenced not only one another, but people through the centuries across the world and to the ends of the world. And our text this morning says, we must recapture that awareness that God is calling all of us to action, and not only a few amongst us. According to the Gospel of Matthew, the final words that Jesus spoke on earth are, listen to this, God authorized and commanded me to commission you. Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then instruct them in the practice of all, said Jesus, that I commanded you. And then comes the assurance. And this is the one assurance that I feel free to repeat in telling you. These are the words of the Master. He said, he promised, he pledged, I'll be with you as you do this, day after day, right up to the end of the age. Gewades, Cocoa Beach Community Church, where are you heading? Are you following Christ? Gewades, we will follow O God, as long as we have breath to breathe, a life to live, an opportunity to serve. Right here, in the place where you placed and called each and every one of us. O God, let it be, let it be. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a moment. O God, may the mighty wind of your Spirit lift all of us to higher visions, to greater dreams, and to a renewed strength to make those visions and dreams a reality in this world. Open us today to the new creation you seek to bring about within us and among us. This is our fervent prayer on this Gewades Day that you have given us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.